Good morning, and welcome to the Sailor and a Sex Worker podcast.
With your hosts, Jack Dean and Whitney Blues.
Let's go.
Oh, we're here. Okay. Welcome. We've got our guest today.
Yes, we do.
Diego.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
How are you doing, Diego?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thank you for the invitation. I don't know what I'm doing here, but thank you for inviting me.
Well, I mean, what you're doing here is, I guess, I have to ask, how did you even meet Whitney? Because you are Whitney's guest.
I guess this is my guest.
And we are in Cancun, Mexico.
We are in Playa del Carmen.
Playa del Carmen, kind of yeah, same there.
Not the same.
Tinder.
How did we meet?
By Tinder.
By Tinder? Did we meet on Tinder?
Oh, really?
No, of course
Tell
not.
The fucking truth, bro.
I met her in a bar.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was having fun, and then she approaches to me and make me a question, and I say, yes, I do.
What was the question?
Well, actually, in the beginning, I said no because she asked me if I was a porn actor.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, she did that. She said, like, hey, dude, someone told me that you're a porn actor. And I said, no, I'm not. But if you want, I could be.
Yeah, I'll be it tonight. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And she said, oh, no, sorry for buttering. No, no, buttering. Tell me more. What are you looking for?
Let's go. Got a cab.
Yeah, I said, like, I can call a cab and let's go over here. And she said, no, for real, don't bother. It's okay. We can do that.
And you took her back to your place?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
I was
pretty drunk, too. Like, I remember the next day, I was like, hey, did I leave my wallet at your house?
Yeah.
Like, that's how fucked up I was. But it was awesome.
And it was out here in Playa,
it was
right?
Here, yeah. It was, like, in town last year.
You just went up to him and was like, hey, what's up, bro? You trying to fuck?
Oh, well, okay. So I was out with friends earlier in the week, and they had told me a story about and do you prefer little person? Like, what's your preference?
Sorry.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, yeah, we know this little person who's also a porn star, and he's in town, and he's got tattoos, and they showed me a picture, and like, this is going to sound kind of racist, but he like looked pretty similar to you. Anyway, and I was drunk when I saw these pictures as well. So then a few days later, I'm out by myself, and who walks in the door? I don't even think you were out like at the same bar as me. Like, I think you had just walked into the bar.
Yep.
And I saw you. I beeline across the room. I was like, yo, you want to go make a porno or what? And you were like, yeah, let's get a cab.
I got to ask, has that ever happened to you before? Like,
nope.
Really?
Yeah.
For real.
How about since?
Well, earlier, it happened that one guy in Mexico City, I'm from Mexico City, he asked me if I want to be in a porn movie, but it was gay.
And do you do gay stuff?
No.
So you say yes or no?
No. The price was not enough. For real.
Gay for pay is a real phone.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has a price.
Everyone does have a price.
Yeah. I told to my friends, dude, if the richest man comes to you and say, I want to have a night with you, I will give you 1% of my fortune for fuck you up. What would you say? I would say I would be the richest and the famous slut that you will ever want.
I love that.
For real. I don't.
Hey, I totally agree with you. I don't know if I have a price. I think
my price is a bit lower.
Yeah. I think my price would probably be set at least for 20 grand shit.
Wow. Like, you know?
No.
Okay.
That's going to go up a little bit.
Okay. But like, you'd suck a dick for 20 grand?
Let's make it 30.
Or would you? Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Here's a question. Would you let someone suck your dick for like $1,000? Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Shit.
$1,000?
Maybe.
Get a blowjob?
Is he with a bird or a shave?
Shave.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, what's the fucking difference?
Because you're like, man. If you close your eyes,
it's
our lips. You can't tell it's a dude, like, right?
I don't know.
And you guys stayed in touch this whole time?
I mean, yeah.
Yep.
That is fucking fantastic.
Yeah. So we didn't really even end up making a porno, necessarily.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of footage, but it kind of, I think you were a little nervous.
I was a little bit drunk.
I was very drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk for real, and I feel disappointed for the way I was in that moment.
Don't.
I said I would have maybe 7.5.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I could do it better.
Okay. I mean, I really enjoyed the evening, and it has been one of those. When I left your house, I was just telling Jack, I called my best friend who was like tripping on acid. And I was like, dude, I got a story for you. And I walked home because I was staying on the other side of town. I walked like, I was like, I got an hour walk. Will you stay on the phone with me? It's like 3 a.m. And I was walking home and I was just like, I just thought this guy was a porn star. It was a whole thing. And we just laughed. We had such a good time. We laughed so hard. But you and I have stayed in touch because why not?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like one thing is another and we get along together. Cool. So
yeah,
like, no, it just happened. It was not a business, in fact.
Correct. No, I wasn't offering any money. I just want videos.
Exactly. It was not like a business. Like, okay, we finished the contract and you're over and...
Yeah, you guys stayed in touch.
Yeah, it was like something super random, super funny. For real. And it was funny because I was with a friend and I was like looking for him. And then in the way, I left the bar.
What did you tell your friends, dude?
When she left, I was like, dude, I'm at home. I'm okay. You know what unbelievable it is?
Well, of this porn star.
Yeah.
I just laid my OF model real quick, you know.
Well, do you have OnlyFans? Because maybe you can see me over there. And he was like, are you opening an OnlyFans? No, dude, I'm not opening an OnlyFans.
You should. I bet you make money.
Yeah. I was in someone's OnlyFans. And he was like, no way. Yeah, for real. You saw the girl there.
And then did you share my profile with everyone you know?
No.
No. What the fuck? Promote me. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I will do it.
I'm just kidding. No. You can now that Rag is
watching. I'll show the picture because they were like, dude, I know you're kind of lucky. I call it success. Yeah, so lucky is for the dude that needs it.
Yeah.
Flex is for the guy who looks for it. So.
Ooh.
For sure.
I like that.
No, for real. It's like people is like, oh, I wish to find $1,000. Dude, go and look for them and you're going to be success.
Yeah. You just imagine it like I'm going to fuck a 5'7" porn star.
I mean.
And it came to you.
I'm 5'7" and a half.
No, you were like blonde.
I was wearing heels that day too.
Yeah, she was like, I was like, it's a good challenge, but I can do it. In the middle of the way, I was like, oh, I'm failing, dudes, but I'm doing my best. A lot of alcohol. It was not my fault.
It's okay. There was no judgment on my part. It was like a really fun night.
Yeah, she was a 10. I was the one that was failing. It was me. I said that.
I was definitely trying to make it happen. I was like, we're doing this.
Yeah, for real. She was like cheering me up.
I gave it up. I was like, we can do this. I was like, take the time. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I have good bedside manner, as they would say, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Well, how was it, Diego? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. For real.
Just had to ask real quick.
You find me attractive, obviously. That's why you did it. Like, you're like, I'm going to go home with this girl.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, so. You know, I'm a kind of selective even.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Oh, I don't know. I am not that selective sometimes.
I mean, yeah, you know, sometimes you are super drunk and you can do stupid things and you're not going to remember. But right. I was not as drunk as I used to be.
Yeah.
And then approach and they say, oh, okay, she's cool. She looks great. She's beautiful. Dude, I owe you one.
I love
he brought on his rosary after he's done it. Yeah. Praying to Jesus.
So to pay that favor, I said, I'm going to stop drinking.
Yeah, now this man is sober.
Yeah.
After meeting me.
How long have you been sober for?
I think 10, 11 months.
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Dude. That's tough.
Which is just about how long it's been since I was here.
But you don't have anything to do with this.
Tell me whatever you want.
For real.
I think the longest. Yeah, I've been sober for a while. I went sober.
Jack just took a shot like 3.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I'm like, the longest I've been was like 4 months.
Oh, okay. So would you say this is like you're taking a break or you're just done with drinking?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the real story. I want to hear this.
You want to do mushroom stuff?
Yeah, I like to do mushrooms and that kind of antique medicine.
Yeah.
And ayahuasca, DMT.
Yes.
Dude.
For real, I like them. So, but I do it in the right way. I detox my body and...
Yeah.
So I want to do mushrooms. And I said, I'm not going to be drinking in 3 months, not in 3 days, not smoking, not meat. even.
Oh, wow. I know. When you prepare for ayahuasca, you have to do all that, get super clean, so that you can, like, receive the plant the right way that it's intended for you.
Exactly.
Without the chemicals in your body.
How do you feel about cutting out red meat? Because I've been doing that lately.
Even meat?
Yeah. Oh, I've cut it out. Like, I only try to eat, like, a steak, like, maybe once a month.
Now, at the beginning, it's hard, but this is the second time I became a vegetarian. The first one I did it wrong, like everything in my life, you learn it.
You're
not a mistake.
I'm not making everything about me right now. It's okay.
I just make it clear, she's the only thing that is not a mistake.
Thank you.
No, for real, I mean it.
I mean, yeah, you're sitting right here a year later on a podcast with us.
You, like, and we were going to hang out regardless about, before I knew Jack was coming with the podcast, I was telling him that I was coming down here.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even planned to bring in the boys. So that's kind of cool that we now have, you know, you're here. Because I was like, oh, we're going to definitely meet up. I was going to offer to get you a drink, but that's off the table. We can always go eat salad somewhere. I love salad. I know a great place all the way down.
Oh, thank God.
Well, you're a local out here, right? So
he's a chef, too. Are
you with that? Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Yes.
I do.
Where at?
Do you want to promote?
No, I'm taking from that Joe.
I would ask something.
I work. Yep.
I'm totally separate of your work, but do you find that women fetishize you? Like, do you get approached a lot? Like, does being small give you a lot of action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
You're curious?
Yeah, for them.
Yeah. I mean, you were for sure. Like, and I kept saying, oh my God, I exploited you so much. I'm so sorry.
No. Yeah, but you cannot be exploited if you don't want to be exploited. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
correct. I mean, it's like the same for me doing, you know, I make all this custom content and stuff. And it's like, I choose to do it. And I let these men turn me in, you know, do whatever fucking weird shit they want.
Exactly. And I have borders, my borderlines, for example.
Yeah.
You ask me to do something that I'm not agree with. Like, a lot of people see us like jokers or clowns or whatever.
Right, like a sideshow.
Exactly. And then sometimes I record that I am actually being in movies and TV shows and videos.
Oh, really?
And I'm really clear with that. Like, I ask, what's the thing that I have to do? Okay,
right.
I like it, I do it. I don't like it, sorry. Even you're paying, okay.
Yeah.
I know I said I have a prize, but...
But you don't want to represent yourself as a fool.
Exactly.
Just because you're a little person.
Exactly. Actually, I'm trying to change that here in Mexico with little people because they think they were born to make that.
Right? I could imagine culturally, it's probably worse as a Mexican because, like, a lot of the work that you guys do, it's like you're for tourists, right? So you're out in the street, like, trying to get people's attention. In fact, there's the guy in Tulum who dresses up like the clown and walks up. Do you know that guy?
No.
So I stayed in Tulum for like a couple of months last year, and he's all over town, and he's always dressed up ridiculously, and he goes out to take pictures with people. And granted, I mean, he's making his money, but like, he portrays himself as like brainless, kind of.
Exactly. And people think that, you know, I work in a hotel there. Secret Smoke Shed, that's the name.
Yeah.
Secret Smoke Shed?
Yeah.
That's where you work?
Yep.
I'm going to come in.
It's actually, it's a Five Diamonds resort.
Oh, fuck. We're not coming in.
No, you can't. Yeah, we're gonna go for it.
Someone send me the money for that one.
Yep.
Five fucking diamonds?
And send me money to Thailand.
Yeah.
And I'll go to Thailand.
We gotta get this man in Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking to me a lot when I was over in Thailand. You're like, oh my God, girl, I want to be there.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Oh, yeah. I fucking love Thailand.
I haven't been there, but
you're gonna love it.
It's the greatest fucking show on earth.
Yep. So the thing is that at the beginning, I was like, I'm cooking all the time. And what I was doing, I really enjoyed because I like to be in touch with the guest and everyone. I was making the show cooking. I was cooking the side of the pool.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you were doing a station.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm always like talking with the guys and whatever. And they said to me, hey, what are you doing here? Do it. I study for this.
Right. Yeah, I went to culinary school. What the fuck? What are you doing here?
Suddenly I was trapped here and someone put me in there. No, dude, I study for that. And the hotel really liked my job because I'm like the way I'm with you and you right now.
Right, normal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm talking like, where are you from? Oh, okay, really? Do you know this? Or I tried to learn about that. And the hotel is like super good with me. They let me cook, but now I'm quitting.
Oh, okay. Peace out, Five Diamonds.
Hey, I was a good employer, man, but fuck you guys.
So why are you quitting? Do you have something lined up?
I need to leave sometimes, you know. I'm working from 9 to 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know I went to culinary school and I worked in kitchens for years before I did sex work?
Really?
Yeah, I was a bar manager, but I worked in the kitchens and I stopped working in the kitchen to move to the bar because I was like, I can make so much more money when I was in the kitchen. Like, my passion was cooking, but like, I don't want to work a 12-hour day in this hot motherfucking kitchen with a bunch of pervert fuckers.
Yeah, those fries.
You know, I was usually the only woman for less money. So I got the fuck out of there.
Okay, you give me an idea.
What's the idea?
Become a, what do you
say? Bartender.
No.
Oh, a sex worker?
Yeah.
You could start your own OnlyFans. Can you imagine, bro?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I need to start working out again because I'm
pretty fucking fit, dude.
No, I'm not in shape right now. But well, we're not going to
talk about. We're not going to talk about body image.
Yeah.
Yes, we are, actually. Oh my god, sorry. Well, because
that's super cool.
Because your body is different. So when I was saying people like lust after you, do you welcome that a lot of the time, or are you like, get the fuck away from me?
It depends. You know, it depends about that you approach to me or the way you approach to me. For example, you approach to me and you at the beginning you said like, hey, can I ask you something without being unrespectful? And I say, yeah. And then you drop the bomb, and I said, okay, no problem.
Okay. Yeah.
But here, sometimes I'm walking through the quinta, and people just shout something. Last time, one girl just shouted me. She was coming with a bunch of boys and girls walking, and she tried to be funny. She said, like, in the Spanish, no, in English it was, where's your mom, kid?
Ooh.
Oh.
And then I answered, she was just passing in front of me, and then I turned. I was with a friend, and you turned and answered to her. Teaching your dad how to use a condom to not get a daughter like you.
Oh! Wow!
Fucking bird!
That's incredible.
Wow!
She looked like, I remember her face.
Oh, I can pick it.
She looked like, and the dudes that were behind her were like,
boom. Like, that's a burn.
Yeah.
That's a major burn, dude.
Wow.
That'll probably last for a while, too.
So, it's safe to say that you dislike when people try to treat you like a child.
I disrespect when you try to make some comments if we don't treat like each other, because I can make jokes of myself. I always joking on myself or my body or whatever. But if I don't know you and you just approach me and say something like that, the thing is that they don't know that I know how to laugh of myself.
Right.
So I can come back with something and people is not waiting that. It's not expecting for that. And they are like, fucking shit.
Yeah. I wonder if she like, it's like, was she trying to be mean or did she actually think she was funny? I don't know. To me, that's such a weird thing. I would never say.
Yeah, a little bit of her face.
She would grouch.
Yeah. She was like trying to be funny. I think in her mind, she was like, okay, look at this. I'm going to be the sensation of the night.
Wow.
And she what?
I don't know. That fucking burn. She's probably like went home.
Yeah
that's like
stupid.
She was a sensation because everyone was laughing at her. Like,
yeah. I love that.
That's pretty fucking.
What about, okay, but do you get like older women who are like, you know, they kind of want to, they like have weird mommy issues themselves?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. I'm just curious what the, it's me. The intern pointed at me.
For real, it's okay.
Wait, how old are you? You don't want to say your age? You've done all this?
No, I'm 41.
41?
Yeah.
I thought I'll say 35, 34 at least.
Yes, I had really no clue. I was going to say something like 35.
Yeah, I like collagen.
Oh my god.
God damn it, Diego.
So I'm not even older than him, Jance.
Yeah, you're not older than
him. I'm not. I love it.
Then I know. Sorry for taking out collagen from you.
No, it's okay.
I need it for living.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to lie. This is probably the funniest podcast we've had so far. I am fucking dying.
Okay. So I'm going to just keep rattling off my questions here. I thought about this a lot. I was like, I want to ask all these things. Do you find the word midget offensive?
It depends how you use it.
Okay. Like, well, I think just like when people use it because maybe they don't know any better and it's just the word they think is correct. Like, I wouldn't use it derogatorily, but I think that because growing up, it was the more common term, at least in America. And then they were like, hey, by the way, that's politically incorrect. You have to say little people now. And I was like, got it. And for me, that's cool. I have a couple of friends. So I was like, I understand. But when I hear people say it now, I'm like, I think that's offensive. You can't say that. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it really depends on how you use it and what are you trying to say.
Yeah.
In the context. You can say, hey, you fucking midget.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude.
But that's like anything. I feel like, yeah. I could be like, oh, slut. And then it's like, cool. Or you'd be like, you fucking slut. That's not cool.
Exactly. And
so you little skinny cracker.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got it. I'm thin.
So not only here in Mexico, we have like these nicknames that we use like.
Ooh, what do you guys say?
For example, if to the fat guy, you call it El Gordo.
El Gordo.
Okay.
That means fat. We always have El Gordo, El Güero, El Flaco.
Flaquita? That's what the kitchen guys always called me.
Flaca, exactly. And you call it not being disrespectful. It's like a way just to call people.
Yeah.
For example, they call me Chaparro. Chaparro means tiny, small.
Okay.
Mm.
So that's the way. If you use it in a way like that, it's okay. But if you say like trying to be disrespectful, it's like...
Right. I feel like that's with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is now the generation from now, they're taking, I mean, sometimes it's cool because they are defending some stuff, but there are others, and others that are getting out of line. Like
too woke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have completely. Any light on behind you, maybe? Thank you.
Yeah, like sometimes,
yeah.
I don't know.
Perfect.
If you don't know if she is she, he, it, blender,
right.
Washing machine. It's like, dude, I don't know. Sorry for because they are expecting that you call it like what they are.
Right.
They are, but you don't know it. And you just approach and say, hey, you, it happens to me in the hotel with this girl that really looks like a dude. And I say, hey, dude, where are you from? And she said, do you see my breast? Oh, sorry.
No. That's why I called you dude.
We've all been there. I feel like dude is universal, but like I've definitely made the mistake of calling a woman a man a bunch of times, especially when I was, you know, serving tables and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, oh, cool, not going to tip. I don't know.
Oh, dude.
And it goes to her and she's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
It's the beard. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Short hair.
Fuck you.
Well, sorry for not having you hear a talk that says she.
Yes. Yeah, no, I feel like that stuff is, it's just, there's so many levels to it now, too. Every way.
Too many levels.
I don't know if it's too many. It's just, as long as you're not a dick, I think people need to be a little more calm about the way they react sometimes when you get mislabeled because there are so many labels.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's all.
Use the way. And take the things from who's coming. For example, if you are saying chill, like, hey, you midget. I have the husband of a friend. I think he's jealous. I don't know, but yeah, he calls me dwarf.
Okay, is that derogatory?
I laugh a lot.
Okay.
I really laugh when he says that. I really laugh a lot.
Okay.
Because I know he's angry because his wife is hanging out with me.
Yeah.
So he's pissed off and he's like, oh, go with your dwarf on.
He's jealous.
Yeah,
that sounds a little jealous.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. And that, like, I'm not going to argue with that.
No. I don't think you really pay him.
Do you
are hanging out with the boy.
What? Yeah.
Wait, no.
What the fuck are you guys doing? She's just a homie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a good friend here in Playa, actually.
Yeah, the homie.
The homie.
Oh, she hears it.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous you get to live out here. I
yeah.
fucking love it here.
Yeah, you should have stayed here.
Those headphones are...
Yeah, we're coming back in a minute.
My least favorite.
We're back.
It's because you're trying to keep your hat all cool looking.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's, yeah, your flat rim hat. Do you have a strong community of little people that you like hang out with or talk to?
There's one and I hate them.
Okay.
Oh, why is that?
Is he a clown?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, he actually dresses like a clown?
No, I mean, I don't hate them. For real, I don't. But the thing is that I met someone and I said to my mom, you said I was unique and special. I met six more. What happened in there, mom? Now I'm 7. Who are you?
Yeah.
Did they make you less unique and special?
No, I hate them because I work with them and The thing, in Mexico City, I live in, I don't know if you've been in Mexico City.
Never, yeah. Not really, no.
Well,
just the airport.
In a neighborhood that it's kind of fancy neighborhood, the name is the Condesa, and I used to live there.
Are you the dudes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like doing parties at clubs and everything, that stuff. And they say, hey, why are you living in there?
Oh, like you didn't belong there?
Exactly. Why? We made this theater thing that we were touring because I have time and I could do it. And one of them just, I was hanging out with the other actors that are regular people, call them.
Is that what you call us?
Yeah.
I was hoping for a better word, like the tall ones or something.
Could be, but no.
They're us regular people.
Yeah, because
honestly, it makes us sound boring.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay, the average.
Well, how do you say it in Spanish?
That sounds even worse.
How would you say it in Spanish? I want to hear it in Spanish.
Yeah. Promedio.
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 Average.
Promedio.
Normal.
Normal.
No, llamo promedio.
No, not normal.
No, because what's normal?
Yeah.
I'm normal.
Yeah.
Right. I think.
In the way I see to myself, I'm normal and you're different.
Okay.
In my world.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
See, and that is the thing too, is that you are normal. And, you know, I think that I definitely wanted to make sure that everyone heard that specifically, that like, you know, you just happen to be in a shorter body.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything about your intellect or your ability to learn or do anything. You just need a fucking stool.
And I really love it. That's awesome.
I actually went to culinary school with a little person and she carried a stool around everywhere and we had to get her all those spatulas in the pots that were hanging, but like to use the stoves and stuff. Like,
really?
Yeah, well, because the kitchen was not equipped for her at all. All of our works, our surfaces were much higher.
Yep.
But she did great. She was like top of our class.
Yeah, for real. I've done this strong with the world.
Right. That's great.
And that's the thing that I can also answer fast. Because I have to solve the thing super fast. Like,
yeah.
If I need to reach that, how can I make it?
Right.
I have a broom, I have a chair, I have the coach, I have the drawer, so I can make a ladder with that and get up.
Okay.
So.
I have to say, too, when we went to your house.
Yeah.
You live in that, like, tree house with the ladder.
Wait, what?
It's a palapa.
It's a palapa.
Okay. Yeah.
Palapa.
Palapa.
Can you explain what that is?
Yeah.
Palapa is like a beach house.
Okay.
The roof is with
it's attached.
Yeah. It's that. And it's wooden.
It's a wooden house. Wasn't it on stilts as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the wooden house on stilts. And then there's a loft. The bedroom's a loft. So you climb a ladder. Kind of like reminds me of a fort, sort of. I know. It's cool. I loved it. Like, I could definitely live in it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That's fucking
I mean,
dope.
We have regular houses here in Mexico, but in...
Yeah. Obviously, I'm sitting in one.
You see? We don't use normal.
Well, no, I just...
We use regular.
But it was a little bit of the icing on the cake that night. Like, I was, like, in the taxi. We're making out in the taxi. We're going back. And then you pull up to a fucking tree house. I was like, are you kidding? We have to climb ladders?
Dude, I would have been like, night fucking made right now.
It was.
Exactly. If you want to be in the fairy tale, you have to be in the fairy tale completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the fur tale?
In the fairy tale.
Oh, the fairy tale. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not cheerful. But don't make a clown of me, motherfucker.
Like, exactly.
I'll be a fairy.
Yeah.
Climbing up to a treehouse.
I fucking love that. That's a great
album. Now I just want to go fucking check your house out now. I'm like fucking super intrigued.
Yeah,
my drinking is over. This is not an invitation. You're invited here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
I can just only imagine, like, your face, like, what the fuck am I getting myself into?
Yeah.
I mean...
Her or me?
You!
Yeah, that was my face.
I feel you and her, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Well,
it sounds like something out of a baby, if you ask me.
But I mean, most of my life does.
Yeah.
And it was just, it had to do with me hearing about that other person, right? And, like... I'd had this interaction just days before, and I was like, it had never was not actually something I had been fetishizing or want. Like, I was just like, yeah, I mean, I would, and I would fuck pretty much anybody. Like, you could have, I want to fuck a hermaphrodite. Like, I want to fuck chicks with dicks. I'm into all of that. Whatever. I haven't. I would like to. I'm putting that out there. If you're hot and you like quit. Yeah. Anyway. But I was like, once my friends were talking about how they had had this porn star come and fuck their friend for like her birthday, I was like, oh my gosh, I would definitely fuck a little person. And I was like, that would be great. Great content.
Do you know who it is? Diego?
The guy that I met.
Yeah.
The porn star guy.
No.
I don't know if he even lives here. They kind of made it seem like he lives here, but that doesn't necessarily mean he does, because they were kind of like, they were like Canadians here for 3 months. You know what I mean? And I don't know. He could have come in from Cancun for them. They might have had him drive an hour. I didn't ask too many details. I saw a picture. I was told the story. And then this man walked in a bar a couple days later. And I was like, there he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
I was in the right moment in the right time. Yeah.
And who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I had some cool questions written down. Let's see. Oh, okay. Are there any things that you would like to see that changed in the world when it comes to being like how the world perceives little people? I mean, kind of, we talked about it a little bit already, but are there misconceptions that you would like to clear up?
Well, I think the only thing I would change is the way that the little people think, you know?
Okay. What? How do you mean?
That we can do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have I knew this guy, Peter Dinklage.
Oh, yeah, dude, he's
the best, dude.
And when I was shooting the movies and the commercials, I said, I had that phrase that—
Wait, you met him?
No. And I know.
Like, you look up to him or—
Yeah, I realized that he exists.
Okay. Most people do, I think.
There's only like—
I don't watch TV since 14 years.
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah, actually, I don't watch TV. Everyone was like, hey, do you have to watch Game of Thrones? No.
Never seen it.
Never. It's pretty difficult for me to watch TV. I have ADHD.
ADHD?
ADHD.
And dyslexia.
And dyslexia, too.
Hey, what up, bro?
I was just joking there, but Jack is dyslexic.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Giving back, you're not ADHD.
I think you guys are both.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that high five for you.
Seriously, that's your pocket. Save it for later.
Here's a letter for you.
Okay, so wait, you were saying that you can do anything you want, but how did Peter Dinklage come into this?
Because we had the same thinking. He said he was waiting for the right moment to do the right thing in the movies.
Okay.
He was like, I'm not accepting any
role. Long, serious roles.
Exactly. I mean, he was in this Pixies or whatever movie he was driving, the video games thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like a funny, evil guy, but it was cool.
Yeah. I mean,
but now I see the people here in Mexico, the guy you say is dressed like a clown.
Right.
The dudes that I met that is like, why are you a chef, dude? Why you? Oh, they say to me something like
full benefits and a regular paycheck.
Yeah. Because I like to buy stuff, dude.
Yeah. Right. And if you're doing a show in the street and all that, like, you're never guaranteed what's going to happen. And you're
exactly.
Well, you just like to cook.
I mean, because I was annoying to my dad and mom that I want to be a cook, and they paid me the part of the college. So,
oh, nice.
Are your parents?
No,
they're not.
No,
well, and no one in the family.
No, I'm still researching what happened. I think my mom, my sister interrupt my dad and mom and dad. They were just in the middle, so
okay.
Something happened.
Something happened.
But the sperm just went the wrong
way. Yeah, just getting the hell.
No, it was definitely the egg's fault.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe my mom.
Just kidding.
Put something in the microwave and.
She did.
They were banging in the microwave. I don't know
what happened.
Interesting. How about your child? What was your childhood like? Were kids mean to you or were they cool?
No, it was super cool. I was in a school since I was like 4 years old. And I was the protect guy, you know?
Yeah, everyone took care of you.
Yeah, everyone is like, hey, where's Diego? Take care of Diego. So they were like really taking care of the people from the junior school, the elementary school. They taking care of me. The thing was when I went to the high school.
A little bit different.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It was like, welcome to the jungle.
Fun teenagers, man. They're the worst.
Yeah, so that's what I learned to say, okay, you want to play? Let's play. And sometimes, I'm not that kind of bully that is going to hit you. But for real, I can be so fucking annoying.
You can?
Yeah, I'm still sorry with my cousin. She brought this guy to the house, and he never came back.
Because of you?
Yeah, she was in love with him. Sorry for that.
Oh, shit.
What, you like, just went and shit talk about the relationship?
No, he tried to make a joke, and then I said, okay, you want to play? And I was joking all over him. And at the time, he just left and said, look, I can't.
He's like, I don't want to be part of this family.
Yeah. Of course. That's happened. That I can be annoying in that place. I can be joking about you all the time.
Right.
I'm telling the things. And
I think everybody can be like that. And this all goes back to the fact that you're, I mean, quote unquote, normal. Like, no one's fucking normal, but.
Realer.
Yeah, you're real. But you, I think one of the reasons why everyone was like, protect Diego is just you have a great personality.
I think so.
I know,
30 minutes, I think you're a fucking cool ass dude.
I know so. And I definitely think that you are a perfect person to represent, you know, and try, hopefully educate and be like, yo, you guys don't have to fucking you have to put on a clown suit and do rolls around, you know, and cartwheels and shit.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
Thank you, Tim.
Unless you want to. I mean, if you want to do fucking cartwheels, do your fucking cartwheels.
Yeah, I can do it. That's what I'm
saying. Wait, can you do cartwheels? I can't even do a fucking cartwheel.
Right now, I don't think so. No.
It's not gonna happen. I'm not doing acrobatics. No.
I'm gonna just start like, no.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, maybe I will broke something of myself.
Yeah, like an arm.
Yeah.
I mean, Lady fell on the stairs last night.
I fucking fell down. So once we're done, I'll show you the rest of the house. It's amazing. There's this super steep staircase, and it was raining last night, and I took a step out, and I just slid down, and I went down. I mean, I was drinking, but I would not say I was drunk. And, like, I fell down a flight of stairs.
I feel you.
Last night. It was horrible.
That's first.
It's the stairs.
Yeah, those sits.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have any grippy tape on them. Honestly, if this was in the United States, I could sue.
No, but I mean, here people in Playa, it's the Mayas were small people. I don't know why the fuck they build a, it's that like this shit. I have to climb them. I have to bring another ladder to get to the step. It's like, what the fuck?
That is true.
That is my
Mayans
fucking
feeling.
Yeah, I mean, Mayans are, well, I'm a little bit higher.
They got a couple inches on you.
Yeah, but it makes a difference. They are small and tiny. So I'm special. And
you are very.
But yeah, generally the steps are super high. So
yeah, it's this place. They're steep. It's crazy and slippery.
Yeah, yeah.
Slippery when wet. Sorry.
No, sorry.
I'm doing way too much. Per usual.
Slippery, but
my So, do you want to try and make a porno again?
Yeah.
That was quick. There was no hesitation on that.
I mean, I never used any of the stuff we did because I was like, it was more of a personal experience for me, but it's definitely been a great story for me as well, just because it was such a unique evening. Which then also, I kind of feel guilty for that. I'm like, should I think this is a great story? Just because if it was a regularly heightened person, would I go and tell this story this night? Probably not, right? Like, how does that make you feel?
I don't know. I felt special that day.
Okay. Perfect. As long as you're not like, fuck this
girl. Yeah, I was like, wish list done.
Yeah.
Bucket list done. So I called my friend and I said, you are not going to believe this.
Yeah. I feel special for you saying that.
I know. No, for real. It was like, I felt special to be chosen, and I also felt super special because that dude didn't appear that day.
Yeah.
So
I would feel special, too, if I just walked in the bar and some girl just came up to me and was like, hey, you want to make a porno?
I don't even think he had a drink. Yeah. Maybe you had a beer. I think you bought a beer, but like, you were like at the top of the stairs at the bar. Like, you hadn't even gone into the bar yet, and I was like, let's go. We walked right down the stairs and walked out the door.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, I had like 5 minutes of being right.
Yeah.
And I would like getting go around, go outside, like hi, goodbye.
Yep.
Hey boys, I'm here. Adios.
Yeah. Like hello, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was super cool.
Good. Awesome. Okay. Do you think there's anything that you just really want to say at all in general?
About what?
I don't know. Life. Anything you want people to know about you or how you feel about things?
I really enjoy my life. I told to my friends that I really like the size that I am.
That's cool.
Yeah. If I were taller or regular or normal, or however you want
to say it in Spanish again.
Normal or regular?
No, not normal.
Standard.
Oh, standard.
Yeah, I think that would be like not me, like
right.
Some other guy just living and existing over there.
100%. Well, so
it defined your personality, basically.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
It's part of who you are. So I've had like a kind of a, I don't want to say a tragic life, but I've had like a lot of fucked up shit happen in my life. I had a hard life, and with my family and stuff. And I wouldn't change that. Like I would, because it is why I have the compassion I have, and it's why I get to be the person I am. And I think if I had some like perfect life where my family had tons of money and my brothers didn't go to jail and die, like I probably wouldn't treat people the way that I do. You know, I'd probably be like, I deserve everything and I'm the fucking, who knows? I can't assume what I would be like, but I like who I am because of what I've experienced.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
For real. I really super thankful with the people that bully me and the time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is there any one bully you want to tell to fuck off?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Because, you know, at the end, he approaches to me and said, dude, you won? Yeah.
Why did he say that?
Because I start bullying him.
Because you were meaner?
Yeah. I became, from an elf, I just became a leprechaun.
Oh, and they're evil?
Yeah.
Leprechaun in Mexico.
Dude.
So, leprechauns are in the... That is a whole... You ever watch that fucking movie?
Yeah.
No.
The Leprechaun?
Are you fucking serious? Horror movie.
It's so weird.
Dude, Leprechaun of the Hurt, part 4?
Yeah.
God. No, I don't like that kind of movies.
You don't like scary, creepy movies?
No.
Okay. What's your go-to genre? What kind of movies do you like?
I like comedy.
Yeah.
Action sometimes.
Porn?
Porn. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like porn?
I'm just kidding.
No, I like porn.
I like porn.
Damn.
I don't like porn. Yeah.
And if they say they don't, they're lying.
Yeah.
Well,
unless
they're like really, really big Christian people, you know, I don't think they watch
porn. Oh my God, they watch even more fucking porn.
They are worse people, for real.
They are. Aren't they sometimes, dude? Fucking religion.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, dude, God, dude.
One side they are telling don't do that, and the other side they are doing worse thing and twisted things.
Exactly.
Sorry, is it true?
No, that's true. Yeah. I mean, not for every single religious person, but for a good number of them. And then you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you represent?
I met some of them like, I'm just a Christ warrior. I'm just the one
holding the world,
the lion fighter.
Yeah.
And they're like, what else are they doing?
And I was like, dude, I thought you had a great fight yesterday because you were screaming so hard. I think you were losing that fight.
Yeah. Christ is winning.
Yeah, not Christ. No, he was not winning.
He was like, one more empty.
The devil had all that.
Yeah, it was like, who was exorcising who?
Well, I mean, what? You're Catholic, right?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Why do you say obviously?
Well, because a lot of Mexicans are Catholics. It's big around here.
I mean, like, religion.
Okay.
They're Catholics because the Spanish people.
Yeah.
Spanish people looking at us.
Martyrs.
Yeah. Actually, 2 days ago was the day of the Virgen de Guadalupe Virgins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The story is about that this native from Mexico, the Virgin appeared to him, yeah. And then she stamped into the t-shirt. And everyone here is like, oh, really? And I was telling that to an aunt. Like, you're celebrating an excuse from the Spanish people to conquer us.
Right.
To get a mental control from us and saying that a religion, we don't believe in that. Our people believe in Quetzalcoatl, Kukulklan, other kind of goddess.
Right. Like more of the spiritual stuff, like how, especially here in Playa and in the Mayan area, like in Tulum, they have like the more ritualistic looking stuff where they're doing the dancing and they have the smoke and it's like, it's more spiritual than it is, like, by the book.
Yeah.
I forget. Was it the Mayan or the Aztecs that sacrificed people?
I think both.
Right. Yeah. Cenotes.
That's why you guys got conquered, honestly. It's because you guys ran around other tribes and fucked them all up.
Wow, you're right.
No, I'm serious. They would kidnap everybody when
when they came over, they colluded with the other tribes.
Yeah.
And that's what helped conquer the Mayans and the Aztecs.
Exactly.
It's a really interesting part of history.
Yeah. Wait, you think the Spaniards were colluding with the tribes against each other?
Yep. Against the Mayans and the Aztecs.
Right. So they're pitting them against each other.
Yep.
And then also, like, everyone was they were having, you know, kids together and stuff and changing the way
the genetic.
Yeah. That's how the Aztec Empire and Mayan Empire fell. It's a pretty interesting fact, dude.
They were betrayed by a woman.
Who? Always
bitch.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, Shrimp.
Can't trust them.
Yeah, the Malinche is the name of the woman that betrayed to the Aztecs.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that about history.
She was from Tlaxcala, and then the Spanish people just came to her. She's making a translation, and then she was telling that, oh, yeah, everything is going to be cool. Fuck up.
Everything's going to be great.
We're here to save your world now, and here's Catholics.
Oh, and yeah.
Pray Jesus.
We're going deep right here. We should probably stop.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about religion?
I don't know.
On this
segment. No, it's just an interesting fact about Mexico history. Like, I fucking love it, dude. Like, I write books about it. It's really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all of Mexican culture to me is very fascinating.
I love it now.
I come down quite often.
Yeah.
This is probably one of my favorite countries in the world. And definitely the one I've visited the most and spent the most time in is Mexico. And I spent a lot of time on the Pacific side, and now I've spent a lot of time over here. And I think it's, like, amazing.
Oh.
Your people are the nicest. Y'all got good food, good hospitality.
Oh, those fucking tacos.
And just, like, I mean, there's definitely some shit that goes down, but, like, it's great here.
Well, everything is, like, about, like, money out here. Like, money talks a lot.
Yeah.
And everything's, like, under the table, which I love.
There's a bit of a corruption situation.
Yeah.
The corruption's a lot.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
Do you have that as well? Like, so, for instance, like, I've had to bribe the police here and stuff, you know, just like stupid shit in Tulum, driving a little too fast. They pull you over and you have to bribe to get out of the tickets. And like they search you and you got to bribe them for drinking in the street, which is like not even illegal. But do they do that shit to the locals too?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. So it's Shakedown City.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only here. It's all over Mexico.
Right. I'm sure. Of course, in other places.
Yeah.
I always tell people to go to TJ. I'm like, I'm not afraid of the cartel. I'm afraid of the fucking police.
Yeah, actually, me too.
That's the truth.
That's the truth, man. Like, yeah. I had to carry stash of money on me for the police.
Yes.
Yeah, but the thing here in Playa is worse than ever cities I've been in Mexico. Because they really want to screw it up, everyone. I mean,
yeah.
Also, even the local people. It's like getting the way how to get money from you. Like, dude. It's 2 blocks and you're charging me 100 pesos.
Right.
Come on.
I just did 5 days in Cancun and the taxi drivers were trying to charge, it was like $20 a head to get from the resort into town, which I was like, if I called an Uber, it was like 100 pesos.
Yeah.
For the whole carload, right? And my friends are such smart people. They didn't realize that Uber worked up there. And so they kept calling taxis and they were paying like $100 each way because they were paying per person. And these taxi drivers are just like raping them. And I was like, guys, you can use Uber. And it's a flat rate.
Yeah, but the thing is that Uber is not allowed. Well, not here. You know, it's allowed in Cancun, but the taxi drivers from Cancun and taking down people from the Uber. Because
the
monopoly things.
Okay.
That's my country.
They did that shit in Spain too, man.
Yeah.
Cab drivers like shut down all the Uber drivers.
Yeah.
I mean, Mexico is a great country, but people is not all.
But that's anywhere. I mean, I feel that way. We're in America.
Can I go to America yet?
Don't get me started on America. Because I got mine. Why do you think I can travel all the time?
You know, tell more.
Yeah. I don't like a lot of the things that are going on there. I just think it's fucked up there. And I think that. I don't know. I just think America sets people up for failure.
Better than the USA?
Yeah.
Not the States?
Never been.
What?
Wait, have you ever you've left Mexico?
Yep.
Okay. Where have you been?
France, Italy, Germany, Austria, Swiss.
Okay.
Poland, Belgium, and Holland.
Oh, so you're okay. I've been to a couple of those places too.
Yep.
You did Euro tour. Yeah. Europe is awesome.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Why do you say that?
The thing is that I contacted a friend from the elementary school, and he's a chef in Barcelona. So he said, hey, come over here. I'm going to give you a job. And I was like, okay. And then my sister was a flight attendant, and she was going to go with her family to France, Paris. So she bought the tickets, and we were taking the plane. The plane just crashed with the post before getting up.
And it crashed?
Yeah. It was like they were moving the plane backwards to take the...
Oh, okay. Shit.
Well, you were still yeah, on the ground.
Yeah, on the ground. And then they took that off, and I was like, okay. My sister said, I don't want to go on that flight. And she got a skirt. I was also skirt because I don't like to fly. That's why I didn't grow up. I'm afraid of the heights. So...
Shut the fuck up. I'm in the right.
Yeah,
it's like keep you low to the ground, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm really afraid.
I'm right. Oh, I can't go that high. Yeah.
That's what I said. 10 more centimeters, and then I'll be like, what the fuck?
Then
I'll look down. And then, it passed like a couple of months. I was dating with this girl. Then I found her cheating me. And I'm going to grab my backpack and leap over here right now.
Okay.
And that I did. And then suddenly I appear in Paris.
Suddenly I appeared. That's some leprechaun shit. And he's like, and snap. And then
I took a flight for 12 hours.
And that was fun. That's how it happened.
Yeah.
Not suddenly. It was actually a 12-hour flight.
There's a pot of gold.
But the thing is that actually I landed. I called to a friend and I said, dude, I think I'm in Paris.
In France.
And he's like, no way. Yeah, for real.
Where did you think you were going?
Hello, I was not planning anything. I was bomb.
Shoving her in blankets and fucking take me.
But that dude just said, no way, you're not there. I just saw you 2 days ago. And I said, dude, for real, I'm here. And suddenly the police just passed and I was like, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, holy shit, you are there. I'm telling you, dude.
They do have different sirens.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So it was a mistake because instead of going with my friend,
to Barcelona. You wind up in fucking Paris.
So actually was a mistake.
But it was cool because I met the part of Europe. But I was like, what am I going to do today? I don't know. Where are you? I don't know.
And you're like, I don't speak French. Do you speak French?
A little bit.
Okay.
Cool.
And I was like...
more than I can.
And I was like, holy shit, what are your plans? I don't know, dude. We're here fighting because someone cheated on you. You're far away from home.
Yeah.
And suddenly my dad appeared like the Lion King and said, remember, if you do something stupid, you're far away from home and I cannot save you.
You're fucked.
Right. And then you met a pig and a meerkat.
Yeah.
Those were warthog and a meerkat.
I was hanging out with the rat who cooks and...
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, did you ever make it to Barcelona?
Never get there.
Oh my God. So he doesn't fuck Spain or anywhere else except Barcelona.
Exactly. I said, I'm going to call this dude. I'm going to give him one shot to answer me. He didn't.
You got one shot.
Yeah, if you got one shot and one opportunity,
yeah.
So is everything you blow?
Yeah. No.
I know that philosopher. Eminem, they call
it. I was going to say, he's also speaks to chefs. You know, like spaghetti, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That philosopher, too.
Wow. I love him.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to say, this has probably been one of my favorite episodes we've done. We say this every time, but like, you are funnier than I remember.
Oh my God.
Just excellent.
Yeah, we just met like 2 hours.
I know. We didn't spend all that much time together. And then we just stayed in touch through Instagram for the last year, but it's so good to see you.
Hey, after, 2 hours of time, you know, it becomes a lifetime of friendship.
Well, I'm that kind of person.
Yeah, you are.
Damn right.
She's a.
As he's definitely seen me. Diego, it's literally been a pleasure. Do you want to drop your social media on here? Are you looking for followers? Do you give a shit?
Yeah, you can pull me. My name is Chef Duenden.
So it's Chef, it's CHEFENDUDE.
That's it.
Chef and dude.
No, Duende.
Duende. I'm fucking it up.
Yeah. Shit.
Okay, well, in my mind, I read it Chef and Dude.
CHEFDUENDEE.
Yeah, okay. Totally wrong on my part. I read that incorrectly. Maybe I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, maybe you are.
Well, okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by quantumvibeco.com. With our promo code
Sailor69,
you're going to get 10% off your first order. And these are magic mushrooms. Don't forget, guys, it's quantumvibeco.com.
And don't forget that promo code of Sailor69.
Get weird. Thank you for listening. And if you liked what you heard, make sure to like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
We're the Sailing the Sex Worker podcast. And remember, stay safe.
And wrap it up.